The Voodoos have added 2004 birth year defenseman Adam McKillop from the Caledon Admirals of the OJHL for a development fee, the club announced on the weekend. The veteran defender joined some of his new teammates at the Voodoos Prospects Camp, which wrapped up Sunday at Pete Pelangio Arena in North Bay. The 6'2", 205-pound defenseman had one goal and four assists for 5 points in 39 games with the Admirals last season. "I am thrilled to be joining the Powassan Voodoos Hockey Club," said McKillop. "I look forward to working with my new teammates and coaches to achieve our goals on the ice. I am particularly excited about joining a community that is passionate about hockey. The support from the fans and the Powassan community is something I look forward to experiencing firsthand. I am eager to give my best and contribute to the team's success this season." Peter Goulet, Voodoo's head coach, was impressed with McKillop, who played on the veteran-laden Green Team at Voodoo's camp. "He hopes McKillop can bring a veteran presence, as the Voodoos lost key defenders to graduation in Alex Little, Alex Case and Carson Ritchie. Michael McLean was also traded to the Maritime League for a development fee in late June. He is a big, physical kid," noted Goulet. "As the weekend went on, he got better and better. He started to feel more comfortable with the guys on the veteran team. By the end of camp, I loved his game. I liked him when I first saw him and liked him more by the end of camp, so it was a great start for Adam in his new adventure with us in Powassan." The Voodoos anticipate making more signing announcements later in the week. McKillop will return to the Voodoos' main camp, which starts in Powassan on August 22. Diracolo moved. The Voodoos also traded goaltender Daniel Diracolo to the Toronto Junior Canadians of the Ontario Junior A Hockey League for a development fee. The 19-year-old Woodbridge Ont product spent 2 seasons with the Voodoos and led the team to the NOJHL Finals in the spring of 2024, as the Voodoos lost in 5 games to the Greater Sudbury Cubs in the championship series.